Go in mail. Make sure it's on when you pay.
See the red light?
Is that it? Okay. Okay. I'd like to thank y'all for coming to this regular meeting of the Cary Beach Town Council. And with that being said, we'll turn the invocation over to Brother Williams.
Well, I thank you for letting me come back again. Everybody doing something right, so whatever. First Timothy 2 talks about you. It says, first of all, then I urge that supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people who are in high positions. That's what y'all are in. You're in a high position. It says that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, that is good and is pleasing in God's sight. The question is asked about government, and I'm going to stay here for all day, about government, and this is one of the answers that I found to be very logical. It says the Bible speaks clearly about the relationship between us and you. Now, it's referred to in the Bible as believers, but still, we're going to say that it's these people here putting their trust in you. And the Bible says that we are to obey the government authorities, and that the government is to treat us justly and fairly. It says a government or an authority exists to serve those governed. So y'all are up there for a reason, and so are these people out here. So it's time to work together. We're going to do that tonight. So let us pray with that. Dear Lord, I ask that you place your blessings on this meeting tonight. I ask that you allow the people here tonight be attentive to what the council has to say, and vice versa, that the council be attentive to what the citizens have to say about whatever might be brought up tonight. I ask that all parties here tonight be attentive and respectful for one another, because we're all here tonight, Lord, to serve you and to serve the town of Cary Beach and to solve any problems or issues that we might have here. So, Lord, be with us. We're here tonight to keep this great town that we all love and live in, the great and wonderful place that it always has been and always will be. So, Lord, I ask you to lead all of us in here tonight and guide us tonight and to making whatever decisions are made. And I ask this in the Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, y'all don't have to go. Just because you prayed over us, it's, you know, we're going to behave.
We have to get a phone card, but if she runs out of phone cards, you get mine.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, recognition of awards? No? Nancy, no awards?
No.
Okay. Approve the consent agenda. Anybody got a problem with that? Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. We're going to add at the last of the agenda one item will be going to a closed session. Do I need to read what we're going in for next, or can we wait till that time?
Okay.
All right.
Dean?
Yes?
I would also like to add the Dow project to old business. I have some information I want to pass on to you.
Okay. All right. We'll put it. Is it old business, you would say?
Yeah.
All right, number three. Down project. All right. Any other changes? All right. Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda? Agenda as amended.
I move we accept the agenda as amended.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Anybody sign up to address council?
No.
Okay. Board of Adjustment? Community Center? Marketing Committee? Parks and Recreation Advisory Board? Doesn't have anything? Planning and Zoning? And last but not least, Tony, Shoreline Access Beach Protection and Parking Committee.
Come on up, Tony.
Come on.
This is a rough crowd. I have two things. One is about the corral. Nancy gave me these prints from Monday. We're going to do the expansion. We got a rough idea of where our lines are out at the corral. The way it stands now, what we would have to do, we would have to cut down two trees. One is on 7th, well, one is, they're both on 7th, but one is in the middle to make the entrance to the parking lot. And one is more towards the police station, where the fence line would go. We think where it's going to go. And with that, to trim the two big trees, because they're really strong a lot, trim those down to a reasonable size. Plus, our fire trucks keep hitting the trees as we leave, and it puts scratches in the fire trucks.
How many times have you done that, Tony?
The trimming of the trees?
No, how many times you hit it with a fire truck?
Me?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, that's the first time I hit it, I thought it was a problem. I called somebody to get it trimmed up. So I wouldn't say every time you went out there, I would.
I don't drive the fire truck.
Oh, okay.
I never get there in my hiking truck. Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Tony, a question on those trees.
Yes, sir.
Do we have to take both of the trees that you're thinking of, or is taking the one, would that give us access? I'm just curious.
There's two big trees.
Yeah.
And there's one small tree. We could try to replant it, but I don't know how expensive that is, or rather we cut it down, because it is a puny tree.
Okay.
All right. And the one farther closer to the police station, that's really pretty puny also. It's not getting enough of sun, but you know, that'll all be, you know, whatever you decide.
You think that tree near the police station needs to be cut down as well? That doesn't have anything to do with the entrance.
It's the fence line.
It'll be in the fence line.
It'll be inside. And there's also one beautiful tree that's going to be in the middle of the parking lot. We might have to look at relocating that or leave it.
Is it a magnolia tree?
The middle? A magnolia tree, yeah.
Another.
Yeah. So they're the trees that we're looking to cut down and trim. And also the tree that is by the chain link fence by AT&T property. The rough drawing, it looks like the tree is right on our property line. But without being surveyed, officially surveyed, we really can't get the 4 points. So we really have to, this was good to a point, but we really have to survey that property. So if Sonny puts up the fencing and stuff, so we know we're going to be on our property. And that tree, I guess we would have to ask AT&T if we could cut that right down from the chain link fencing, it would open up that whole area. But I'm not 100% sure of the property line there. It's a rough, if it was a rough drawing of where that property line is. So that's why we really have to get a survey and then ask Nancy to ask AT&T if we can let that tree down.
What kind of fence are you putting up?
The fencing is just 4x4s with rope. Nothing fancy. So I don't know which way
kind of
you would like to go. If you would like me to get prices on a couple tree companies to come in to trim and cut down trees, or Public Works to cut them down and trim them,
I don't know how you would like me to go ahead with that.
How many trees are on that piece of property right now, Tony? Do you know total?
Two that have to be cut down.
Right.
Two that have to be trimmed.
Right.
The magnolia that's in the middle, don't know what you want to do with that yet. And the one along the fence line of the AT&T cyclone fencing.
Okay, so it sounds like two trees may be left, and the rest might be...
Yeah, well, you have trees around the perimeter, which is fine. It won't be in the parking lot.
Okay.
They look like they're far enough out, but we could always bring our parking in.
Okay.
So you just have to let me know which direction you would like me to go with that.
Sonny, do you think you can get rid of it?
Can you go look at them, and if you can't, then we'll get them to get prices.
Well, I'm sure that we can cut them down.
That's the way you did over at the disc golf. I think you can handle it.
There you go.
I
didn't want to give Sonny any more work. It's up to you guys.
Do you need special equipment at all, Sonny?
Yeah.
Do you need to get chippers or something? I mean, you need... No?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll let Sonny do it.
Okay. That's great with me. But we do need to have the property survey, at least the 4 points, so Sonny knows exactly where.
And there's not a survey of that property?
This is very vague. Maybe we can get somebody down there. I'll show it to Sonny. Maybe we can figure it out a little better. But it's maybe we can utilize this. I'll bring it to your office.
I mean, the survey's a grand.
For an elevation certificate.
It's a little vague, but I'll bring it to Sonny and let him look at it and see if he can decipher it better than I did. So, okay, I'll bring everything over to Sonny and I'll talk to Sonny about it.
I mean, has he got the link between the survey post on there?
Yeah, they have the footage.
Well, it should not.
Some of it, it's a little vague. They said on 7th Street, in the center of the street, 25 foot is our property line. It looks from the center of the road, but it looks awful narrow there, the half 50 feet. So I'm not 100% sure. I just don't want to, go ahead with the project. He puts up fences with the rope and stuff and find out that we're on their property. That's the only thing.
Well, all they got to do is ask us to move it.
Are there any pins?
We have to lose it safely. I'm
going to ask for forgiveness and go ahead.
Well, that always works. And the other thing I want to bring up.
So, was there a consensus? Oh. Some kind of action here?
That he was going to get Sonny to help him try to locate him first.
To help him
locate the property line.
He could take, Sonny can take trees down
and take the trees down. So we don't have to get a tree right in.
So you are directing
Mr. Beaker
to take the tree down.
Yes, yes.
And trim them. No. We need to do that too.
As you're going down.
Yeah, trim them first, then take them.
All right.
So the consensus is that the Public Works is going to take
the trees down.
Three
trees down.
I'll take whatever they tell us to take down.
Would you like a motion on that, Nancy?
Okay.
Clear
in what you're
Can we have a motion to take the trees down?
We'll
and let Public Works do the work.
I make a motion that we have Public Works get up with Tony to take the trees down as needed.
Do I have a second?
And trim
and the
trim.
Other trees.
Oh, and trim.
I second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
As long as you have bail money, I'm happy with that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
What was that?
He made a motion. He seconded. Yeah.
The other item, it came up with our committee, SLAP, that it might be advantageous to us, Town of Curie Beach, to make a folder like this for bicycle. It will have the rules and different criterias for bike riding in the Town of Curie Beach. We did come up with our
with our other meeting, and a lot of bicycle questions that have been coming in. And so I asked the committee, and they said they'd be happy to make a brochure for bikes. We'd be on the same order.
Now, how are you going to pass them out?
The same way we pass these out. In the beginning of the season, we bring them to all the real estates and rentals.
Yeah, but bicycle riders aren't going through real estate offices, I mean.
Well, it's a start. A lot of it is people that come down and vacation, and they're clueless of bicycle rules.
Well, let's make us a draft.
I can make a draft.
Just for us to look at.
And it's my understanding, Tony, is you, well, I guess we'll see it before you do it, but all we're going to do is state what the actual state.
Yes, we're not going to get.
There's no policy, there's no opinion, there's nothing. This is just, you should wear helmets, should be on the same side, should use hand signals. It's just telling people when you're here, be smart because there's a lot of traffic.
Right. It's the same as this one for the beach. We don't have policy, other than the rules of the fines. That's the only policy we have.
Is there a website that people can go to and read this? We can just make a pamphlet that says, see website, so-and-so, so-and-so,
and so-and-so. That's
what we've been spending. You're aware we could probably do that, but they ain't going to.
I mean, we do. People ride down the wrong sides of the street. They do a lot of crazy stuff. So I would view that we let them take a look at it.
And
there is one security beach ordinance that's not directed by the state of North Carolina, and that's to have some type of signal bell on your bicycle.
Signal bell.
Or way to signal. Traffic or whoever.
One of the little neighbors.
Can we write them up? Can we write them up for that? I'll make sure I call Dennis tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
All right.
So you're going to write up a brochure for us to look at.
A rough draft and see if you like it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy, thanks. Any questions for that?
Tony, thank you for your service.
Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration and finance.
We have there some suggested dates for retreat based on everyone's schedule.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You have it in front of you on the agenda, suggested dates for the retreat of either Monday, January 26th or Tuesday, January 27th, based on everyone's availability.
Oh my. I like the 26th.
Since that's a Monday, that might be easier for the working guys to get.
Yeah, I can leave you downtown instead of come back.
I'm okay with the 26th Monday. I mean, or you just want to get back to you on that, Nancy, or what do you want to do?
We're in November. We only have one more meeting coming in December before retreat. So the earlier we can.
You got it Monday and or Tuesday. So if it continue over to Tuesday. Okay.
Anybody chat with David on that day?
How do you look?
I already put it down.
So
I sent out an email to everyone. Yeah. And that's what came back is with everybody being out of town and out of country.
Right. Yeah. You want to make a motion on it?
I make a motion that we schedule the 26th and possibly the 27th for our budget retreat. Sorry, 2015 for our budget retreat.
Second. Hey, what time? 7, 6? What time?
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye. 7 o'clock.
Aye. Yeah, what time?
Aye.
What time do you want to start? 9?
7 o'clock.
I think Commissioner Hager usually prefers 8.
Okay.
7.
Right. 8 is fine.
8 is fine. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
If you and the council members are interested in creating a mission, vision, goals for this city, I would be more than honored to come to that retreat and facilitate that discussion.
I think you'd be welcome there, John. Thanks.
Lovely.
Arlen?
Yeah, I have one thing that's not on the agenda.
Oh, well.
Very quick. The police department actually had the purchase of two vehicles for this year in their budget, and I guess they're about ready to be delivered. So this is a resolution for financing for those two cars.
Who'd you get it from?
From BB&T. I can put out bids for a couple different banks, and BB&T had the lowest rate.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 2015 Ford Police Interceptors. So anyway, I'd say the best rate was 2.19% for 4 years. So this is really just to authorize me to move forward with the financing.
I make a motion to move forward with the financing.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Arlen. Thanks, Arlen. And this was in the budget?
Yes.
Okay. Building department, fire department, y'all have anything with those? Police department, public works department, Sonny will need you in just a little bit. Discussion and consideration of old business, polar plunge. That's you?
Yes. I gave you guys as much of the details that I had access to before about the event. But just to review that really quickly, Special Olympics in Hanover County is looking to move to plunge here. This Saturday, February 21st. And it would be event itself would be about 11 a.m. to 3:30. We'd set up 8 a.m. till about 5 p.m. It would be vendors, which they do want to include 2 to 3 food trucks, music on the stage, potentially a car show. There's a 5K race involved, which would be an open course race where cars could still be driving. And then the plunge at 3:05. Before we move forward with it, there's a few things that council has to approve, which would be the closing of Atlantic Avenue on the day of the event between K and L, which probably be from early morning hours on Saturday morning until about 5 o'clock on Saturday. The allowing the race to be held on the streets north of K Avenue, kind of leading through there, and the food trucks to be parked on Atlantic Avenue and used throughout the event, and as well as they're looking to waive the special event fees.
Where did you say you'd put the food trucks, Nikki?
In, on Atlantic, in between, in that closed off portion between K and L.
You mean ocean front?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said the race will be north of K?
Correct. Okay. Leaving from, like, the start-finish line would be by Oceanfront Park, and they would go north on Atlanta, and then cross at N and kind of weave through and circle back.
And how many policemen would they need for this?
Pardon?
How many policemen are we going to need?
It's not set yet, but Bowden looked at it and said probably 2 officers for the crossing of Fort Fisher Boulevard.
Give her what she wants.
It's not.
I mean, that's a worthy cause.
Okay, yes.
This is Tiffany with the Special Olympics.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, we really appreciate you guys letting us have the, or openly, you know, having it down here this year. Because we looked at the pavilion and we think it would be a perfect spot for the band, the where the bandstand is, to have the band there, to have the tents for the vendors kind of going around the open space, what is that, the lawn and where the road is, and then having some of the food trucks if we can get 2 to 3 down there for the day of the event. The plunge will be like right in front of the bandstand on the actual beach, and we were hoping, like she said, to have the race start near the pavilion, going north, going crossing the main road, hopefully in one spot, and then going through some neighborhoods and then coming back to the same spot and coming back where it started.
Yeah, okay. Are you aware that the young man sitting at the back is the state chairman of the polar plunge?
No.
Oh, no.
And I'm a resident here now, so it would be very good to have it here.
What's your name for the record?
I'm Alan Oliver, and I'm the chairman of the
Parks
and Rec Advisory Board now.
Right. Oh, that's right.
And the total plunge raises over the law enforcement torque run, total plunge raises over $1 million a year for Special Olympics. So this is one of many polar plunges that'll be going on, and 5Ks going on across the state.
Now, you do realize ours was the first one, and it's usually the biggest one.
I did my first polar plunge last year, so I'm not going to guarantee I'll do it this year, but I'm thankful. If the mayor do it, I'm going to do it.
Oh, there's a challenge.
He has done it before.
Way too much tequila.
And we would love to have you to count down, too, again.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, are you going to need a PA system? Or?
Yes, okay. For the beach and... just hopefully, because she was telling me how it might not, from the bandstand, make it out to the beach where all the plungers will be standing. So we might need something a little bit closer to actually get everybody to hear the countdown and everything.
Also, Tiffany, is there 1:30 for the 5K run? Is that a typical schedule or something? Or I'm just thinking if that's the middle of the afternoon to shut down some of the neighborhood streets.
Right.
Is the morning a better time to do the 5? I mean, I just don't know. I'm asking that question.
We tried the morning. The first year we added the 5K, and it didn't really work out. The reason that we pushed it back in last year, we pushed it too close to the plunge because it was, like, I think it was 2:30, and the plunge was at 3:30, and not everybody got back before the plunge started. So that was the issue with that, so we kind of pushed it up a little bit this year to try to get everybody so they can, even if they're walking the 5K, they can finish it and then get to the plunge site before we actually plunge into the water, because we're hoping they'll do both and do it as a combat event. But that's the reason that we pushed it a little bit up. And when we started it at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it didn't work out. That was the only reason we just kind of pushed it closer to the plunge so they can have it more as a combined one event kind of event.
Yeah, okay. Then I guess the other thing that I'm thinking of is we've got the piers closed in February. A lot of the downtown businesses are closed in February.
They might open.
Swarthy.
Well, Jack Mackles will be open for sure.
Yeah, Jack will be open for anybody.
And the cafe will be open.
And in the afternoon, Freddy's. I don't think Freddy's is open in the afternoon.
No.
So. I don't see a problem with the food trucks either.
And two things I need to tell you about is Mama Rocks would like to have a food truck there. And she is a Keary Beach resident, lives in Keary Beach Village. And also, I think I sent you a note about Ann Blonsky. The marketing committee was discussing this because we're also having the big thing at Fort Fisher in January. And apparently there may be more motels open this year. And she mentioned that several of them that I didn't even know about don't close. So we may be able to use more of our rooms here instead of sending everybody down the street to the
mirror. Now, as Nikki told you about the parking lot we have across the street that all the people can park in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we talk to any motels that will be closed, any big ones that have lots of parking down there, I'm sure they wouldn't mind us letting use their lots too, and we'll have Tony's new lot up here at the Corral.
I do have a question. I think Keary Beach has on the books an ordinance about bringing outside food vendors in, because when we had the park,
That was Sunday.
I'm just saying that you have to waive that. It wasn't mentioned. I'm just making sure that I'm waiving that.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
What was the motion?
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Thanks, y'all.
Well, can I just say one more thing? That I hope all of you guys, come out to the plunge that day and just enjoy everything. If you don't participate, even though I wish you would, that you at least come out and, you know, join us in the fun festivities for the day. For Special Olympics, we have about 500 to 600 athletes in our local community. So we do try to, everything that we do for the Polar Plunge, as far as what we make, goes right directly to support those athletes in our local community. So it takes about $40,000 to actually put on all of our programs. So if we don't have a successful year, which I really hope that the weather holds out for us, and we have good weather this year. So I do appreciate what you guys are doing for us, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to add one more thing. It's not related to that, but while I have your attention, it's not on the agenda, but for the New Year's Eve celebration that is in Cary Beach this year. So Island of Lights, you know, we've met with them, and they've agreed to have it on the stage and, you know, utilize the Oceanfront Park, but they also need to have Atlantic Avenue closed
for that night. Yeah, we always do. Yeah.
So all right. Get formal approval if that is okay.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Yeah, the downtown, I mean, the front parking area will not be closed, just what you saw.
Right, it's the land.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Department head succession January meeting schedule. Nancy, did you have this, or are we going to?
This was Commissioner Hagler's.
Oh.
Item. I don't know if you want to table it until the December meeting.
Well,
to set up dates.
Do you think we've got the budget meeting in January. I mean, think Mike could do it then?
Yeah.
I think so.
Can we schedule part of it for the meeting in January that we're already planned?
Put it in our budget.
Were we going to meet with each department head individually?
Yes. You said you would meet with each individual. Individually.
Well, there's plenty of room down there. We could do that.
So that would be some other time. We wouldn't do that during that budget session, right?
You'll either have a shorter retreat or you'll have a two-day retreat. It's up to you.
What do you want to do?
Well, you could push it to the end of the first day, and potentially, if it looks like the days gets too long, we could move it into Tuesday.
Yeah. So you want to schedule it for January 26th?
As part of the retreat.
Yeah. Yes,
please.
End of day.
End of day.
Yeah, end of day.
Okay. After the department heads are tired from talking to us all day.
There you go.
They might want to.
All right, thank you all. Now, Emily, you had the third item under old business?
Yes, a couple of months ago when we were discussing the Dow project out there in the ocean, I had mentioned saying something or contacting the Coast Guard, and my contact there seems to have been transferred somewhere else. And so I was talking the last meeting of the Carolina Beach Inlet Association to those guys, because they have problems with buoys and everything all the time. And one of them, Skippy Winter was talking about, I guess, I'm not sure how old he is, but apparently he was around when all that was going on. And first of all, which you guys may already know, but I didn't, is that it's not just the pipe coming out there, but there's a huge round coffer dam that collected, like a basin, collected the water and then pumped it through the pipe. So it may not just be the pipe that's coming up, but it could be that basin also, which would cost even more money to remove it. He also has done salvaging most of his life, and he's helping with the boardwalk down at Carolina Beach. And he said, first of all, because that's metal and it's corroding and eating away, that you can keep putting buoys on it over and over again, and they're just going to come off because the metal will crumble and won't hold them on there, and especially during storms. And he suggested, instead of a sign on the beach that people may or may not see or read, that you put a sign out there where it is, which means having to put in a couple of pilings to do it, and he's willing to come down here sometime in the next week or two and look at it and give us an idea of what something like that would cost. The only thing that Sonny would really love is that any sign you put on there would have to be taken off before a major storm comes, or it'll just, the storm could tear it down.
Maybe we can make four or five of them. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll pass that on. So anyway, I wanted to pass that on to you guys. That looks like the buoy thing. Just
was getting rid of the shreds of metal sticking up where you would run into them if you were swimming. Now, I know about the copper dam, but it's way on out there. It's not a problem.
Well, he said years ago when the beach was entirely different, the boaters coming through there could use that as a point marker to see where they were going. Because it was sticking up so high in the water at that time. So, okay. Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of new business, and Emily wanted me to give you an update on the unincorporated areas of the county. And each of you have a sheet with all that information in your packet. But what it boils down to, and I'm going to turn this over to Craig since it was pretty much in his department. But
which one of these is it?
Okay. It's on your land.
You found it?
Yeah, I think it's the last one here.
Yeah. But it amounts that they've got almost $1 million in the bank. They're going to take that million and use it for dredging of the inlet. Then after that, the TDA gets the biggest chunk of the money each year. Ted didn't know it. He was not aware of the fact that the TDA could get their hands on the money. But the TDA gets 75% of it, and they only get, 65%, and we get a third of it. So.
This comes down to the point that we have money we never had before. And that's the money from the ROT funds that is in the unincorporated area. So we have money for the inlet that we never had before. That's the good news.
Bad news.
A good deal of the money that exists today, we will be allowed to use in any of the navigable inlets. So it's not just for Carolina Beach Inlet, it's for the Masonboro Inlet as well. That's the good news. Other good news, we do get to use some of the money that will be recovered through ROT in the unincorporated areas in the future. The not so good news is it's not as much as we expected it to be, because we now have to share that money for advertising instead of just for sand. The other part that's not so good news is it means that we will be budgeting probably a few thousand dollars, maybe $5,000 per year for maintenance costs in support of the Carolina Beach Inlet. So, a lot of good news. Get a chance to work on cleaning up the inlet. We have money we never had before. We get a portion of money that we never had before for ongoing maintenance, and we will have to continue to contribute like we had done in the past. That's the summary. The amounts are here. We can probably put them out, but our cost on this is probably going to be about $5,600 a year, I think, is maybe the estimate.
I thought it was a little bit less than that.
Yeah, somewhere between 45 and 56.
Yeah,
so I would rather give a larger number and scale it back. Okay.
But so, this boils down to the county, that's a county beach, I mean a county inlet, excuse me. We have nothing to do with it, but we're going to pay for it. So it's the county's helping us out again.
Now we're going to assist pay for it.
Yeah, assist to pay for it.
Yeah.
Carolina Beach, I think their part's $55,000.
It's not quite that high, but it's a good deal of money.
Yeah,
that's a good deal of money.
The lion's share.
So,
and they don't own the inlet either. Okay, is that it, Nancy? I'd like a motion to go into closed session.
Me too.
Okay, well, I thought I had that motion first.
You need to have that in the motion.
Okay. We're going to go into closed session as per North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A5 for the purpose of instructing staff or negotiating agent concerning position for negotiating price and other material terms of the contract for purposes of contract for acquisition of real property. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, right, let's go.
Aye, aye.
Sure. Yeah. Well.